The Web by Jonathan Kellerman. Copyright 1996 by Jonathan Kellerman. This recording of the full-length reading of The Web was published by arrangement with Bantam Books, a division of Bantam Doubleday Dell Publishing Group, Incorporated, and was produced in 1996 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Alexander Adams. Chapter 1. The shark on the dock was no monster. 4 feet long, probably a low-lying reef scavenger, but its dead white eyes had retained their menace, and its jaws were jammed with needles that made it a prize for the two men with the bloody hands. They were bare-chested Anglos, baked brown, muscular yet flabby. One held the corpse by the gill slits while the other used the knife. Slime coated the gray wooden planks. Robin had been looking out over the bow as the Madeline pulled in to harbor. She saw the butchery and turned away. I kept my hand on Spike's leash. He's a French bulldog, 28 pounds of bad-eared, black-brindled muscle, and a flat face that makes him a drowning risk. Trained as a pup to avoid water, he now despises it, and Robin and I had dreaded the 6-hour cruise from Saipan. But he'd gotten his sea legs before we had, exploring the old yacht's teak deck, then falling asleep under the friendly Pacific sun. His welfare during the trip had been our main concern. 6 hours in a pet crate in the baggage hold during the flight from L.A. to Honolulu had left him shell-shocked. A pep talk and meatloaf had helped his recovery, and he'd taken well to the condo where we'd stopped over for 30 hours. Then back on the plane for nearly 8 more hours to Guam, an hour at the airport bumping shoulders with soldiers and sailors and minor government officials in Guayaberas, and a 40-minute shuttle.